A reading from the book, Preparation for Death, by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Consideration 28, The Remorse of the Damned. Quote, their worm dieth not, unquote. St. Mark chapter 9, verse 47. First point, the little for which the damned are lost. According to St. Thomas, this worm which dieth not is to be understood of remorse of conscience, which will eternally torment the damned in hell. The remorse which will gnaw the hearts of the reprobate will be many, but the most excruciating will be first the thought of the trifles for which they are damned, secondly, the thought of the little which they require to do in order to save their souls, and thirdly, the thought of the great good which they have lost. After Esau had eaten the pottage of lentils, for which he had sold his birthright, the scripture says that, through sorrow and remorse for the loss, he began to roar aloud. Oh, how will the damned howl and roar at the thought of having for a few momentary poisoned pleasures lost an eternal kingdom of delights, and of having condemned themselves forever to a continual death. Hence they will weep far more bitterly than Jonathan did when he saw himself condemned to death by his father for having eaten a little honey. I did but taste a little honey, and behold, I must die. O God, what torture will each of the damned feel in thinking that he was the cause of his own damnation. At present, our past life appears to us but a dream, a moment. But what will he who is in hell think of the 50 or 60 years which he spent on this earth, when he will be in the abyss of eternity, and, after the lapse of 100 and 1,000 millions of years, will see that this hell only begins? But were these 50 or 60 years all years of pleasure? Perhaps a sinner living without God always feels happy in his sins. How long do the pleasures of sin last? Only for a few moments. All the remaining hours of the man who lives at enmity with God are full of pain and bitterness. But what will these moments of pleasure appear to the unhappy damned? How will he view that last sin in particular, by which he brought himself to perdition? Then he will say, for a miserable, brutal pleasure, which lasted but a moment, and which was scarcely indulged when it vanished like air, I must burn in this fire, in despair, and abandoned by all, as long as God will be God, for all eternity.